Hi. So this is kind of to fulfill Jumper 1945's request for workplace situations. I was driving to work this morning and I couldn't get it out of my head. So I work in a hospital, and no, it's not like a Grey's Anatomy call room sex type situation. But it is funny because, like, a week ago, we were in this meeting, and my manager told us that the CEO had gotten letters complaining about employees having sex at work. And so, I mean, what's that put on your mind except sex at work? And I don't just work in a hospital, I work on a locked psych ward. So, like, the most boring time ever is midnights on an adolescent unit, 'cause they all sleep, they're fine. So you just kind of sit and think about stuff. And part of my training was on restraints, because if someone gets aggressive, sometimes you have to restrain them, and it's super embarrassing, and no one there knew it, but I knew they were going to ask for a volunteer, and I wanted to be that volunteer. And so I got strapped to a stretcher and 5-point restraints, and I got so wet by that. I just can't ever stop thinking about it. So, anyways, this is kind of a fantasy, but I'm working midnights. It's quiet this time of year. People want their kids home with them. I'm bored and I wander into the clean utility closet. I'm in the back getting all the stuff for the AM crew ready, towels, all that stuff. And there's still, two staff outside watching all the little sleeping devils. I'm just kind of killing time, pull out my phone, and I hear the door open. And I put my phone back. I'm afraid it's my boss or something. And then I see it's you. And you've got the bag. And it's that little blue duffel bag that just makes me feel soaked every time I see it. Quicker than I thought you could, you come straight over to me. You've got me trapped in front of the wire shelves. And I can feel every rung digging into my back. You bring your face right up to mine and tell me, I hear you've been getting aggressive. I'm afraid you've exhausted all your options. I'm going to have to put hands on. I bite my lip and look over to the stretcher stored in the room. You toss the bag onto the floor and walk me over in a hold. You've got my hands pinned behind me, and you're pulling my shoulders back. It almost hurts, but feels better. I start feeling around behind me until I find you. And I touch your thigh. And I keep working at it until I find your cock. And you're already so hard. You jerk my arms back further and tell me that I've been bad. And that if I keep at it, I'll have to get a shot. You lay me down on the stretcher and tell me not to move, or we can just end it. I know, I definitely don't want that. You bring the restraints over. I'm wearing a dress tonight, 'cause my job, no one cares what I wear. So, I know I won't have to undress, which I love. You start by bringing out one of the straps, and you bind my wrist to the stretcher. And I test it just a little bit. Now, if you keep that up, we'll just have to lock you up, you tell me. I lie quiet, letting you strap me down. Whenever I try to move, the whole stretcher moves with me. I'm trapped with nothing to do and nowhere to go. I can't even lift my neck to see you anymore. And the next thing I know, I hear the door open and shut. And I start to panic, wondering how long you're going to leave me here where you've gone, how long. I can't think about it. And then all of a sudden the door opens again. I try to lift my head up, but I really can't more than an inch or two. And then suddenly I see your face looming above mine. Tell me you forgot the chest restraint. You strap it over me. It stretches across my breasts, putting pressure on the fabric already there, irritating my nipples. I can barely wiggle my chest, and doing it just causes the fabric to tease my nipples, and they're hard. I'm near begging you just to touch me already when I feel your hand stroking my calf. I wonder how we can get you to calm down now. I want to tell you to fuck the aggression out of me, but I know you like it better when I don't speak. Your hand moves slowly up my calf, up my thigh, and you start to rub the insides of my thighs. I feel you lock the stretcher, can't move anymore. Feel the end of the stretcher become heavier, and you start to press my thighs open further. And I can feel your breath on the inside of my thighs. You move further up still, and I can feel you start to nuzzle my crotch, telling me how wonderful I smell. Start looking at the crux of my pelvis and thighs, slipping your tongue under my panties. Your fingers start to move up my thighs further, slowly opening me more and more. You're massaging so close to my pussy, but just won't go where I need you. I know when you slip a finger in, I'm gonna feel like exploding. But I'm so aware I can't make any noise. You take away your hands, and I just want them back. I want nothing more for you than for you to not leave me again. The next thing I know, I feel cold metal on my hip. Your bandaged scissors slip between the fabric and skin as you cut my underwear away. And you pull them out from under me, bring them up to my face, and make me smell myself. I can see you've loosened your scrub pants, and I can see the wonderful tint you're making. I try to move my head closer to you, but I can't. Please let me suck you. Please, I say. You pull your pants down, and I can finally see how hard you are for me. Pre-cum glistening at the end, and I just want to taste it. I love the feeling of licking pre-cum out of the slit in the end of your cock. You slowly come toward me until I can take you in my mouth. I want to feel every part of you and cup your balls as I suck you dry, but I can't. You slowly fuck my face and I do my best at this awkward angle. I can still smell myself on the panties you've laid next to my head, and all I can taste is the saltiness of your pre-cum. You pull yourself from my mouth and I moan at the loss of contact. Lean down and kiss me, fucking my mouth with your tongue instead now. Tell you I promise I'll be a good girl. I'll behave. I can still see your face above mine when I feel your fingers playing with my slit. You seem surprised at just how wet I am. You've been thinking about this for a while, haven't you? You ask. I nod. Your finger grazes my clit and I gasp. It's so swollen already, so ready for you to play with it. Let's see just how good you can be, you say. You enter me with your finger. It's like heaven. You slowly pump in and out, shoving another one in. That's all you can seem to fit. You start to play with my clit with your thumb, and all of a sudden you hit my G-spot, wiggling your fingers just right. I start biting my lip, knowing I can't make any noise. I feel your breath near my clit, split second before you start to lap at it. Your fingers hitting my G-spot, you licking my clit sends me over the edge. I tremble, unable to make a sound, while you keep playing with my oversensitized clit. I feel your hand grasping at my leg restraints, undoing them. My legs are finally free and I hook them around you, hoping you'll move up a bit. I feel you climb onto the end of the stretcher. Your hand is near my neck, stroking it with your sticky fingers. I can just barely see the top of your head. You tease me further, pressing the head of your cock along my slit before you finally guide it in. Your other hand lands on the other side of me as I wrap my legs around your waist. I try to force you in faster, but you bring your head down and you bite at my collarbone hard. I need you in me now, all the way. I need you to fuck me hard. You slide in with almost no resistance, stretching my tight, wet cunt. You groan, sliding up to the hilt. You start fucking me right, slamming my hips into the stretcher. I chew harder on my lip, trying to be as quiet as possible. You lean down and bite me again, and I can't take it anymore. I turn my head into the mattress and moan loudly. You speed up and I feel you stiffen. I can feel you coming inside of me. You make the most wonderful groan as you come, collapsing on top of me after. I hear you pulling up your pants, and I can see you grab your my sopping panties from next to me. I hear the rustle of fabric on fabric and know you've taken them. You let my right wrist go, telling me what a good girl I've been. I wait until I hear the door, so I let my other wrist go. I take the towels I had come in here to get and leave, feeling your cum sliding out of me and down my thigh. That's it. Hope you enjoyed.